Last week, I was in Zion National Park in southwest Utah, a place of natural beauty and majesty with deep canyons, high mountains, multicolored rock formations, a river running through it, all sorts of vegetation and wildlife. Native Americans long considered it a sacred place, a gift from the Creator, which indeed it is. One of the hikes I did is called Angel's Landing. You begin deep in the canyon by the river, and you hike 1,500 feet up the side of a rock, through steep switchbacks, through a narrow crevice, and then up a ridge so narrow that it is 1,000 feet down on either side. The top is so high and narrow when you finally reach its summit that one Methodist preacher 100 years ago said when he reached it that only angels could land there. And that's why it's called Angel's Landing. I have never felt more tiny, frail, and mortal than on that walk, just one step away from falling down 1,000 feet. Compared to the majesty and the immensity of that mountain, I am truly small. For many who do that hike, it points to the wonder of the Creator of all things. Psalm 8, which we sang earlier, is a similar aha moment for the psalm writer. He has an epiphany as he steps out into the dark of night, something that's difficult for us to do here in Chicago with all the light contamination that we have. But he looks up into this black sky dotted with thousands and thousands of lights. He looks at the vast expanse of stars and is overwhelmed with how vast it is, but also how small and insignificant human beings are by comparison. And also the beauty and the wonder of God's handiwork. For him, it's not just a look or a gaze at the stars. He's been watching night after night the course of these stars and planets and moon. And along with many ancient peoples, he tries to make sense of their unusual movement. Many will conclude that they are many gods, but this psalmist knows that they are all part of the one true God's creation, and it is marvelous. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what is man that you should be mindful of him? The Son of Man, that you should seek him out. He realizes just how small we all are, just how frail we are. He realizes our mortality compared to the night sky filled with those burning lights. What is humankind, he asks. Why does God even notice you and me when we are just a speck on a speck upon a speck? So God reveals himself and leads the psalmist to the question, why should he care about me? Why would he seek me out? The psalmist is amazed that God is mindful of us creatures and pursues us with his unrelenting love. And you'll remember that when God first revealed himself to Abraham, he challenged him in the same way with the night sky. He says, count the stars in the sky and the sand on the earth. So God, I will bless you and will make you a blessing and bless all the families of the earth beyond your wildest dreams. I hope all of us will take some time this summer, perhaps any time of the year, to go outside and just look. Enjoy God's creation. It's not difficult. It's just the lake is just a block away. There's a bunny rabbit right out of my window. There's a bird sanctuary and a zoo just up the street. I believe one reason why we are such poor stewards of God's creation, such poor stewards of this rich blue planet that we all live on, is that we do not marvel at his creation. We're not in awe of his handiwork. We do not understand just how precious and just how fragile and just how much of a gift life is each day. When we look at the beauty and majesty of creation, we discover an understanding of ourselves and in our place in the universe. Along with the psalmist, we are swept away by the mind-blowing truth that God still loves us individually. He has you in mind. He cares for you as a person and for me. And he pursues us over and over again, just as he is this morning. Jesus also encourages us to learn this lesson from creation. You'll remember, he says, look at the birds of the sky. Look at the lilies of the field. He cares for you. He will feed you. He will clothe you. He will nurture you even more than birds and flowers. We should be amazed that the creator of galaxies, solar systems, stars, planets, moons, mountains, seas, lush pastures, desert sands, creatures who fly, who crawl, who swim, who climb, much better than us. That this creative master of the universe would not only form us out of the dust of the earth, but also pursue us with his love. The more we come to know and be in awe of God, the more we see ourselves in our own true light, the light of God's grace and his love, the more we will ask, who is this God who is so mighty, who is so transcendent, who is so beyond human comprehension? Who is this God that he would want a personal relationship with me? And who are we, mere mortals, to deserve such attention from the eternal and triune God? What are human beings that the Lord of Lords and King of Kings would adopt us as royal daughters and sons? Who are we, flesh and bone, that the eternal Son of God would take on our humanity and be born of an infant child and yet still maintain his divinity? Who are we to have the eternal Son of God teach us, heal us, die for us, rise again from the dead for us, so that we could have the assurance of forgiveness of sins and eternal life? Who are we? We're sinners and now saints in him, at the same time struggling to be stewards of his creation. And who are we to receive the promise of Jesus that the Father and the Holy Spirit will continue to teach us and guide us and nurture us as he promises us in the gospel? Who are we to receive the majestic name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit through the water and the Holy Spirit at the font? And who are we to come to the Lord's table and feast on his true body and blood, to be enriched body and soul? Your light to every thought impart, and shed your love in every heart. The weakness of our mortal state with deathless might invigorate. Teach us to know the Father, the Son, and you from both as three in one, that we your name may ever bless, and in our lives the truth confess. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.